This week is the deadline to register for those who wish to vote in the 2019 elections in New York. That's right, a full 25 days before the election is the deadline to register. In many cases, busy New Yorkers may not be paying attention to the candidates until Election Day gets closer. For those would-be New York voters, they will be shut out. Why a 25-day deadline? Well, that's a good question. Voting is a constitutional right, not a privilege. Yet New York is notorious for making it difficult to vote. And the impact's clear. New York had a voter-eligible population of nearly 13.8 million people in the year 2018. And that is the most reasonable measure of participation and includes citizens over 18 who are not incarcerated for a felony. However, 12.7 million New Yorkers were listed by the New York State Board of Elections as either active or inactive voters for the same period. That means over 1 million eligible citizens were not registered to vote. And while the comparison of these two data sets is imperfect, it underscores that many New Yorkers who are eligible are simply not registered. Simply put, New York's voter registration and voter participation rates are anemic. In the 2018 general election, a stunningly low percentage of registered New Yorkers, estimated about 45%, voted. A review of the U.S. Elections Project analysis showed New York to be among the worst in the nation in terms of eligible voter turnout. When New York is near or at the back of the nation in voting, why hasn't the state acted to improve things instead of making them worse? One reason is that partisan differences on the issue of block needed reforms, and another issue is that incumbents get elected by those who do vote. And incumbents may fear that reforms will bring in new voters who may put them at risk. After years of failing to act, Governor Cuomo and the state legislature this year began to attack some of the long festering problems in New York's system of elections. Among the changes, lawmakers agreed on legislation to allow for early voting and to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to register to vote prior to their 18th birthday. They also agreed to the passage of a constitutional amendment that, if approved the second time and then approved again by voters in a referendum, would allow voters to register and vote on Election Day. 15 states plus the District of Columbia offer same-day registration, so any qualified resident of the state can go and register and cast a ballot all on the same day. 2 weeks ago, the governor approved legislation that took another step toward modernizing New York's elections. New York has had one of the nation's earliest deadlines for being able to register in advance of the election. And in a peculiar twist, the state registration deadline rules dramatically impact voter participation in presidential primaries. The Democratic and possible Republican presidential primaries in New York will be in April of 2020. Until recently, the last day voters could change their party enrollment for the 2020 presidential and state primaries was Friday, October 11th, 2019, making New York the longest wait time in the nation. Under the legislation approved by the governor, New Yorkers will have until February 14th, 2020, to decide if they wish to change political parties in order to vote in April's presidential primary. For years, New York's election calendar has been criticized, especially before and after the 2016 presidential primary. Many unaffiliated voters didn't learn until days or weeks before the primary election that the deadline to change their enrollment had passed months before. The approved legislation changes that from a 190-day-plus period to roughly 70 days for the presidential primaries. Still a long time to wait, but far better than the current situation. Of course, it's always best to register in advance of the deadline for this November's election, October 11, 2019. In this way, you can make sure that your voice is heard in the elections of both 2019 and 2020.